Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. Peaceful man wins peace prize shock. In a startling turn of events, the committee, which gives prizes in the memory of the man who invented dynamite, has honoured someone who has failed to kill anyone, sent suicide squads to murder children, ordered drone strikes, or even plant a tree. This year's Nobel Peace Prize goes to the jailed Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo. The Norwegian Nobel Committee said he was honoured for, quote, his long and non-violent struggle for fundamental human rights in China, and added that the committee, quote, has long believed that there is a close connection between human rights and peace. There is clearly no fooling this year's committee. Unlike last year, when Barack Obama won, despite being nominated just 11 days into his presidency. He went on to surge troops into Afghanistan, failed to close Guantanamo Bay prison, and fire more missiles into Pakistan in 1 year than George Bush managed in 7. In mitigation, he worked hard on nuclear missile reduction and the Israeli-Palestinian talks. In 2007, Al Gore won for being green. And if you think I'm jaundiced, then I may nominate myself for next year's prize on the grounds of being yellow. In 1994, Yasser Arafat and Yitzhak Rabin won, along with Shimon Peres. Arafat had spent a lifetime sending people out to kill men, women and children. Sometimes they were to shoot the children, sometimes just blow them up. He also tortured dozens of his own people, possibly hundreds, and despite only having one suit, managed to die a multimillionaire. He had huge sums of money in various bank accounts, none of which could be traced back to being stolen from ordinary Palestinians via your tax, via EU donations. Mr. Rabin, meanwhile, spent a lifetime fighting the Egyptians, the Palestinians, the Jordanians and the Lebanese. Among his most famous quotes about the Palestinians was, "We shall break their bones." A memorable piece of video later emerged of several IDF soldiers breaking the arms of a young Palestinian. But these two won the Peace Prize for shaking hands on the White House lawn. Arafat didn't steal anything and Rabin didn't break his fingers. Mind you, if looks could kill, Arafat would have died a decade earlier. I too have shaken hands with Arafat. Another reason to be nominated next year. Of course, there have been less controversial winners. Iran's Shirin Ebadi in 2003, South Korea's Kim Dae-jung in 2000, and Burma's Aung San Suu Kyi in 1991. They all spring to mind. In choosing Liu Xiaobo, the committee has struck a blow for human rights activists around the world, and it's honoured those who spend their days in lonely, difficult and often dangerous work with little backup. It's also angered the Chinese government, which had hinted that trade between China and Norway might be damaged if Xiaobo won. By honouring him, they have made the torch shining on China's human rights record much brighter. As long as he is in jail, his case will be brought up, and each time it'll be an embarrassment for Beijing. On a lighter note, I've also shaken hands with Shirin Ebadi. I'm a shoo-in for next year. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.